Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to bring it up a notch tonight. We're going to do another level of chasidus, and that is we're going to go from what we previously done Nesiv Shalom. We'll go back eventually to Nesiv Shalom as well, but we're going to do a Sfas Emes. Its lesson is very powerful, and we'll also see a little bit of the omek of chasidic thinkers, their style, and we might compare it a little bit also to the style of the Nesiv HaShalom as well as Bali Musar. The Sfas Emes, by the way, year after year after year would, and the expression in Yiddish is teshtel, he would dwell, rhymes, he would dwell on a particular medrash. One of the confusing things about reading Sefer Sfas Emes is he just makes reference to medrash as if you know the medrash without spelling out the medrash. So in some editions now, they've spelled out a little bit of the medrash. And the medrash quotes the pasuk, Yodea Hashem Yimei Tmimim on Vayu Yimei Chayei Sarah, that the Torah tells us that Sheva Shanim, Esra Mea Shana. By the way, someone just said to me, why is it that when it comes to Sarah's life, it's said in such a strange way. 7, 20, then 100. So there's, of course, a famous Rashi, famous Chazal. And so the answer is, when you ask a woman her age, you never get a straight answer. I think I'll save that for Thursday night. Okay. So Sfas Emes says, Kishem Shem Tmimim. I test out my jokes over here. It's my first dry run. Okay. Kishem Shem Tmimim. Just like their years were, their days were complete, so too their years were complete. Virashi pirish shnei chayei sara kulan shavim latova. All were equal for good. V'hu midas hishtafus, that comes from the word shave, equal. Shekasav b'sefer chovas alavavos. First of all, Sfas Emes is very much into fundamentals of emunah bitachon. And he's constantly referring to one of the Kadmon in the Sefer Chovas Halavavos. And the Sefer Chovas Halavavos over there in Shara Avodas Elokim is emphasizing that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in our life is there to make us the best that we could be. And a challenge, and even something that goes wrong, is all for the best. That's easy to say, not always easy to live. But that's what the Chovas HaLevavos is saying over there. So therefore, Sara Imenu, when it says that all of the years were Shavim, based on the Pasuk, Yodei Hashem, those who knows Hashem, Yimei Tmimim, all their days are the same. Their days, and here we're going to say something controversial, theologically controversial, and that is all their days are the exact same. They experience the same way. They experience, God forbid, tragedies, and they experience days of joy the same way, because it's all in front of God. That's what God wants them to experience. So they don't get knocked down and pick themselves up. They don't go to highs and then come back to even keels. Everything is exactly the same. Their experiences are exactly the same. I've often wondered, watching Rav Nevinzel Shlita, you'll see him go to three levayas one day, and then three chasanas, and so on, and everything is just... it's just even keeled. You know, he doesn't express, after he comes back from Levaya at a tragedy at a Beis HaKvaros, he doesn't talk about it. Everything goes on. Now, I say this is controversial because psychologically, it could very well be that you and I, that might not be the best way for us to experience things. It might be important for us to have highs and to experience those highs and express those highs. I don't mean high that way. And experience lows and internalize lows as well. But here we're going to see Yisod Gadol in Chassidus. V'hu Maila Gedola Lios Adam Oimei B'Tmimusoi B'Chol Masha Oiver Lav. A person, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, is a Maila for the Sfas Emes. That's all the same. It's all God, and that's what it's supposed to be. And therefore, if God forbid HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him very poor, or God forbid HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him very rich, notice my formulation, then in such a case, it's the same thing. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be going through. V'sara b'tchilas yomea avru ala kamaz manim kashim b'ravon b'chassal l'paru v'avimel. She was abducted twice. U'b'self yumeim ha'ilem kol tuv. At the end, her life ends off very, very nicely. It's all exactly the same. V'lo nasa b'shum shinu b'chol ha'shinu imaleinu. She didn't undergo any change. V'zem ma'amar ha'mishna asar nisyonos nisnasa avram avinu v'amad b'kulan. The Mishnah in Avos says Avram Avinu went through 10 nisyonos. The amad bikulan. The Rebbe is medayik from the word amad. He stood. Most of us, when we go through a nisayon, let's say you have a fellow who grew up and his father stole. So he grew up in a home that stealing is acceptable. And so as a kid, he stole. His father might have stole as someone who white collar crime, someone who works in the bank. But at the end of the day, it's the same Ghana. So this kid grows up and he steals. And then eventually he begins to change. And he passes by an opportunity to steal something. And he's struggling back and forth, back and forth. Baruch Hashem, most of us are not familiar with that Yetzer Hara. But there are other Yetzer Hara that we are familiar with. And you struggle back and forth and back and forth. And then you were omeg b'nisayon. Then you overcame that nisayon. Says the Sas Emes, Avram Avinu is not that way. Omad. The nisyonos came, the nisyonos went. He didn't waver for 1 second. Kol arucho shebolam ein zazen osam imikomo. V'omad mitpi muso. V'loi hirgish klal b'chol masha avar alav. And he almost didn't feel anything that went over him. Lo kederech enoshi, because in Chassidus, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are not the average mortal person. They represent something that is above the average individual, and they're purists in what they are. So Avram Avinu is pure chesed. He doesn't even struggle with chesed. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Avram Avinu the DNA, the genes that are going to be inside of us, that we have 1/1,000,000th of Avram Avinu's koach chesed. And in Kabbalah, the way it works is, Avram Avinu is chesed, is ultimate chesed. So all these nisyonos that test his chesed doesn't even sway him. Yitzchak is Gevura. Yaakov Avinu is Teferes, is the synthesis of both of those things. You and I go through, we waver in chesed, but Avram was Omeid. Why? Because in pre-mortal B'nai Yisrael, prior to B'nai Yisrael being created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world these absolute standards, the absolute standard of chesed, the absolute standard of Gevura. And that's what it means that Sarah was Shaveh, that she was entirely straight, just like Avram Avinu. They were, in that way, they were the exact same as a couple. V'heim kol shno seim lo nasavem shinui. And they didn't undergo any change. V'aleim ne'amar, the Pasuk says, G'malasu tov, kol yimei chayav. We sing this in Yesh Yischayel. Kol el kol mini shinui v'nisayonos b'oni v'ashir. Therefore, poverty and wealth didn't affect them as well. And here's the critical line. Ki heima lemala min hazman. Because they were above time. I want to understand what the Rebbe over here is saying. Anybody want to suggest, what does it mean that because they were above time? So we've already explained what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these idyllic people in Chassidus, the way Chassidus understands it, these idyllic people to put into our DNA those kolchos. So that's how the Avos and the Imos were created. The condition, the precondition for that, to create that, says the Sas Emes, is that they need to be lemala min hazman. What does he mean by that? Why do they need to be lemala min hazman? And what's it going to say to us in our Avodas Hashem? That'll be what I'm going to say. I want to hear the answer to the first question. What does he mean, lemal min hazman, Dylan?
If one is above time, and when something bad happens to them in one moment, it's not necessarily that something bad is happening to them now because all the good...
Good. Step one, Dylan says, is as we said, that if a person is above time, So then we spoke about previously, then at the end of the day, today I'm poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given that to me, and I realize that in the long run, it's not a big deal. And if I'm rich, Chas V'Shalom, then in the long run, it's also not a big deal. In other words, at the end of the day, all of these nisyonos are just, I have a bigger picture. I'd like to add to what you're saying, Dylan, and explain it a little deeper. Man, according to all Balei Machshava, comes from the highest point and is on the lowest point. The highest point is that his neshama is a chelek elokam mimal. It's part of, it emanates, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, from a place called Ein Sof, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's in the lowest point of the world because he's at the end of creation. And that means everything in creation, all the animals, and all of their ferocious and negative behavior is also in man. Man has everything. Man is from at the top, and he's at the bottom at the same moment. Now, when man is most connected to his neshama, so then he's godly. If he's godly, he's lamala me'azman. Let's take the same boy. Some of you were zocha to grow up in homes that are absolutely honest. Some of you were zocha to be around people who they couldn't touch a penny that doesn't belong to them. For that boy, when he grew up, does he have the same nisayon of the fellow that we spoke about before?
No.
He doesn't have a nisayon. Because he's built with the DNA and the environmental makeup where there's no nisayon in regards to MS. He might have nisayon when it comes to girls, but when it comes to MS, he doesn't have nisayon. There, he's lemala mehazman. He already has God's perspective. Most of us are not on either of those extremes. Most of us are in between. We have a little bit of sheker in us. We have yitzrei hara for other things. And then we go back and forth and we struggle with the yetzer hara. Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu, all of the nisyonos that they get, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them, even according to Chassidus, created them in a way that their nisyonos were that they were Oma B'mikamam, that's one way of saying it, or it could very well be that Avram Avinu in his first 50 years of his life, up until he encountered God, worked on himself to the point that he raised himself to this madrega of Shleimus, at least in the world of Chesed. Kehema lemala min hazman. That's the point. Kehema lemala min hazman. Kemosha amru, ani me'ir ha-shachar ve'ein ha-shachar me'ir osi. The Yerushalmi describes that someone who's on such a madrega of Kedusha, so then they're the ones who bring the new day, and not the new day is brought to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous gift. Mechadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid. Every day, we said this morning, every day is a new day. And that means we could recreate ourselves. But someone who's mushlam in a particular midah, he brings in the new day. Not the new day is brought in for him to recreate himself, but he is the one who ushers in the new day. He brings in the new day because he allows the world to continue from his place in Tzidkus. He justifies bringing in another day. For you and I, every day needs to be a new day because we're going to take another step closer to Shleimus. That's why you and I are changing every day. Vishana Latova Lara. Avalhat Sadikim, again the punchline. But Sadikim Heimalamalam in Azman Veheimivim Hatmimus Gambizman. They're the ones who justify the bringing of the new day. Now let's stop right here and just make 2 points about Chassidus that this Svasemes brings out. First of all, if you've been listening carefully in the Nesiva Shalom and you listen carefully today and you read carefully, you'll see that what the Sfas Emes is doing is something that's quite different than what the Nesiva Shalom does. The Sfas Emes is much more ambitious in Kabbalah. For example, his thesis over here to say that Avram Avinu was 100% mushlam, to say that Avram Avinu was lemala mehazman, to say that Avram Avinu represents an archetype, an almost almost not human in the sense that he's angelic. That's something that deeper Sifrei Chassidus do. A Sefer like Nesiv HaShalom will not do. Sefer Nesiv HaShalom will be a little, won't talk in such lofty terms. Another thing that's extremely important, many of you, and this requires a separate shiur in of itself, are familiar that Chassidus makes a big, big deal about the Rebbe. Chassidus makes a big deal about going to a tish with the Rebbe. The Baal Shem Tov, Zechus HaYagan Aleinu, who spoke about the importance of tzaddikim. That tzaddikim, who are real, real tzaddikim, they could carry the world on their shoulders. And they could justify, and there are Ma'amarei Chazal that support this, they could justify the entire world. And that is Chanina b'niva meivin yavin. And that is what the Sfas Emes was saying in this last line. When Sfas Emes says, Avot tzaddikim heim l'mala min azman, he's saying that this koach is not only Avram's Avinu's, but there are tzaddikim who reach that koach. That's something that's also unique in Chassidus, that emphasizes the role of the tzaddik and emphasizes the role of us being connected to the tzaddik. So therefore, even though I can't understand how Rav Nevenzahl goes through his life in that type of way, but by being connected to him, simply being connected, not even intellectually always, but just being connected to him, you then become, you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not on that madrega, but I become part of that madrega by being connected to the tzaddik. Hence, the centrality of a Rebbe who's a tzaddik and becoming a chassid of a Rebbe who's a tzaddik, because then you get dragged along with his special koach and so on. The last part is something interesting. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, who was a Rosh Kollel here for many, many years, is known to famously said that the avos are not supposed to be treated like, unfortunately, many modern writers treat them as every other Joe and Sue. And Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that they're tzaddikim. But at the same time, Rav Lichtenstein said they're not supposed to be caricatures. We're not supposed to look at them as being entirely unhuman. Bali Musar, when they talk about Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka and so on, they'll learn lessons from their struggles. In other words, what they're struggling with becomes relevant to us and becomes a lesson for us. So for example, in our Musar Shemuz last week, we spoke about Avram's struggle with Avimelech. And we learned from them and applied it to our own lives. In Chassidus, the struggles, as we saw in this piece, of the tzaddikim, we can't relate to at all. The tzaddikim are looked at as archetypes of holiness, and their struggles are not our struggles. But the Sfas Emes nevertheless manages to get a lesson for us. Not in terms of the nature of their struggles, the Sfas Emes says, wait a second, and this is the takeaway for today, after the three lessons about what's unique about this piece of the Sfas Emes. Wait a second. You are stuck in a particular struggle. You and I are not Avram Avinu. But the more and more we raise ourselves up to be lemala me'azan, closer to God, the less and less that will be a struggle. The more and more a person works on himself to be connected to his chelek elokam mimal, the more and more the individual reaches a place where it's no longer as much of a struggle. So, take the guy that we were spoken about that grew up in a home where his parents stole, and he steals. As he begins to work on himself and say, wait a second, what's my value system? Who am I? What is a human being? A human being is a chelek elokam mimal, and God is emes, so therefore my life is supposed to be emes. So the more and more he raises himself up, the nisayon becomes less and less. And that's probably the most important yisod in Chassidus. There are two ways to fight the Yetzirah. One is to go to Yetzirah head to head. So let's say you have someone who's struggling with his phone. So you could deal with your phone. You could and should. One way of dealing with that struggle is a person says, wait a second, I'm going to work on my amount of FaceTime. I'm going to work screen time. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. He's going to go head to head with the struggle. And then there's another way. And that is that the more and more a person makes himself a spiritual person, the more and more those things are not going to be a struggle for him as well. And of course, that's the connection between Talmud Torah and the Yetzirah as well. We could fight the Yetzirah head to head, and Baalei Mussar are going to help us do that. And in Chassidus, the point is, you don't always fight the Yetzirah head to head. Sometimes what you do is you raise yourself up as a person, and those things no longer entice you anymore, because you become a more spiritual person. That is the last Yisod from the Sfasetz. Beis Hashem, we should be zochet to live all these Yisodos, and whether we're following in the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in terms of their struggles, or they become a model for us, either way, we should go in the derech of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Amen. Amen.